Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another Badass Goddess podcast. I am here today with a special treat that I'm really excited about. And it is none other than Dr. Tracy Timberlake, who is, I've not only worked with her, but I think that she is absolutely magnificent in the area of business. She's helped me so much with my own business, and she is just an all around badass. Tracy, and now you know what? I didn't get the opportunity to thank you for your time. One thing that I love about you, no matter what I have asked you to do, you always make time for me, and I really, really appreciate that.
Well, I do my best. I know that today and yesterday we tried to get together and it's been just a little bit crazy, but hopefully we have a really good conversation today and I'm just really excited. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, tell the audience who you are exactly.
Yeah, so I am a business coach, and just like Mona said, I help women with their businesses. Mostly I help just really high-powered, high-achieving women kind of get to that next level in their life and business. Most of them are transitioning and wanting to really brand themselves, and navigating that can be, you know, hard. I mean, not just in terms of, you know, the strategy, but also in terms of the mindset. And so those are the things that I really focus on. Sorry if you hear some thunder. I think it's about to storm here. I'm in Miami, but yeah, so that is what I do, and that's what I've been doing for the latter half of the last decade.
Well, how did you get started in the area of business to begin with? Where did that whole thing come from?
So I always had a background in business. I've always done, you know, corporate and business things. But, you know, back in 2011, I started a little YouTube channel. And I learned very quickly, you know, probably within a year or two, that you can make money by just being yourself. And I was like, wow, like, I really wish that this was something that I learned growing up, because, you know, in school, they don't teach you that. And when I was growing up, YouTube didn't exist. So no one talked about personal branding. No one talked about, you know, monetizing yourself or anything like that. Everything was pretty standard in terms of, like, go to school, get a job, work it, retire, then live. And when I started doing YouTube videos and realized that, hey, like, my opinion mattered, who I am mattered, the things that I love mattered, and people wanted to hear that stuff, and it was valuable to people because they were paying me for it, I was like, well, this is exactly what I want. And so in doing that, after some time, people started to ask me, like, how did you do this? How did you get into doing this? Can you help me? And so I sort of fell into the world of online coaching because I'd already had a background in personal branding before anybody knew what personal branding really was, or anyone was talking about it, or before anyone was talking about what it looked like to be an influencer, or what an influencer even was. That's how I got started. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. And so that one little teeny tiny video, I always say I started making videos in my bathroom floor, you know, just me and a flat iron. And so that one little video really was life changing along the way.
And that's so inspiring, because it it's just evidence that all you got to do is really just put yourself out there and show up. And that's one of the things that you taught me. Even now, you know, and I think to each level in which we grow as individuals and in business, when you are stepping into the next level, it's so unfamiliar and it's so kind of scary at times. So for me, I know I have become paralyzed because of the whole mindset thing. And I know a big part of your coaching is mindset. Talk a little bit about, you know, how that can be paralyzing, or how, you know, what experiences you've had maybe with your clients and transforming the mindset, and, you know, what's involved in that.
Absolutely. So here's what I know for certain. As women, we have this really amazing capability to get stuff done, right? Like, if you give a woman something to do and you teach her how to do it, generally she's going to get it done. The issue isn't so much in the capability of doing it or the capability of accomplishing it, it's the mindset behind it. Because in order to really accomplish anything great in life, you kind of have to get your belief behind the fact that you absolutely can. And if you don't believe it, then it's never going to happen. And a lot of the times, what I see is that women will sabotage their own success because they cannot get behind the belief that what they desire desires them, or what they desire is available to them. So let's take a look at the online space and building these businesses. A lot of the times women come into this because they want to build six-figure businesses, they want to build seven-figure businesses, but they've never been paid to do that. They've never been paid to build their own business, or they've never been paid just to be themselves and to show up with their skill set. So they've been paid to do a job, sure. They've been paid, because they have a particular degree, but being paid to be yourself is a whole nother beast. And because it's not something that we're taught, it's not something that we've, grown up knowing, undoing decades worth of programming that says like success looks a certain way,
right,
undoing that takes some time. And the faster you can get your mind wrapped around, life can be different, and I choose for life to be different. And that choice is a choice that I'm making every single day. The faster you can get behind that, the quicker success can come. But a lot of the times it's just getting over what you've learned in the past. A lot of the people that I work with are in their 30s and 40s, 50s, and even sometimes 60s. So if we're looking at somebody in their 40s and 50s, that is 40 to 50 years worth of programming that says life should look one way. And then all of a sudden you're interrupting that pattern and saying, actually, I want life to look a different way, right? And it's not so much that you don't think that it can happen because you're seeing it happen. I mean, the online space, we're seeing people become millionaires in the online space.
Right.
It's sometimes you don't believe that it can happen for you.
Right.
And that's really where the mindset work starts to kick in. And it's consistent mindset work. It's really digging deep and excavating all of those limiting beliefs that are really plaguing you and sabotaging you from accomplishing the thing that you really want.
So I'm so glad that you mentioned the age, because I was going to ask you, me being a 50-year-old woman, I know I started training, you started working with me, I think I was about 47, maybe 46. And I know for me, I'm like, it was a bit difficult because, like you said, that programming is deep. So I was going to ask you if you thought the older the client is, the harder it is for them to shift that mindset. I even struggle with that sometimes now, Tracy. So, yeah, I can understand.
I don't know that it's the harder it is, right? I think that there's just more layers, right? Because, like, you undo one thing and then something else comes up, and you undo another and then something else comes up. It's just, like, the longer you have a habit, usually there are a lot of underlying factors that contribute to the habit, so you have to dig a little bit deeper. But the truth of the matter is that, everyone struggles. Like, everyone has a struggle. Everyone has to deal with the mindset piece, unless you're like five. When you're 5 years old, you don't know lack. You don't know anything. You're out there, with your imagination doing whatever you want to do. But everybody has something. Once you get into adulthood, everybody has something that they're trying to fight against, because there's that little voice that's telling you can't do it. But I don't know that it's harder the older you are. I think that there are just more layers.
Right. So I want to talk a little bit about, and this is one of those things as we're speaking about mindset and layers, I want to talk to you about OnlyFans. What do you know about OnlyFans?
Well, what I know about OnlyFans is that, there are accounts that people have, and I mean, I know that OnlyFans can, like, I think a lot of people believe that it's like just for risque type.
Right.
There are also people who are on there who are photographers and videographers and, lots of different types of creators. But I think it's become a place where, people create some risque type of content, and then people pay for access to that risque type of content.
Right. So let me just tell you a little bit about me, and then we're going to talk a little more about OnlyFans, because you have helped me in that area as well. So, for me, and you and I have discussed, like, at different times and different levels, how I also suffer from the lack of self-esteem. And one of the things that I wanted to conquer to become this badass goddess, to become who I am, was to really start practicing the owning the characteristics of what a goddess truly entailed.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? The strength, the beauty, the fearlessness, the fierceness. So I started really practicing that. And I was doing that more and more, showing up, and I still do, showing up more and more like that online, on social media, for free, right? So I told myself, girl, you could get paid to be showing up the way you show up. You might as well get the money, you know? And so I opened an account even before OnlyFans. I was doing this company called StreamMates. And it was just me practicing being comfortable with my body, practicing, you know, having this confidence and being this character, this goddess that I felt like I was not connected to. Well, I woke up one day and I didn't have to really call on the goddess as much because I looked in the mirror and I was like, girl, you have been her the whole time. Hello. So that,
yes, I love
that. That has really become like my branding. And I tried to use that as a movement to help other women discover the goddess within them. But I know, for me even, spirituality, religion teaches us that, for one, you shouldn't be sexual. You should be wholesome, virtuous, quiet, you know, all the things that, I don't know. I don't even know how to say it, but religion plays a big part in how a lot of women have developed their mindset as well, and how they act, you know, in their lives. So some of them can't even wrap their heads around getting out there and showing themselves, not even just their bodies, but
right,
showing
right.
up, period. And then right. we were taught that we're supposed to struggle and not really, you know, think about money. And a lot of Christians that I know, I was raised in, the Christian, church, and a lot of Christians I know they've been broke. They're broke. So I didn't want to live like that. And now OnlyFans is becoming really, really popular. And you're right. So many people are thinking that it's just risque, things that you put out there, but you control what you want to put out there. So I thank you, Tracy, because you made this suggestion to me, like, Mo, you should teach, you should coach women how to start their OnlyFans. And that is where I am at. But I notice that there's still some fear behind that. So do you have anything to add as far as, I mean, I know we've talked about showing up in the online space and how you can actually just be, get paid to be yourself. And even for me, when you said that to me, I thought, oh my God, but there, folks are going to think I'm ho-ish and they're, maybe I don't want people to know, you know, exactly what it is that I do. So I was being very judgmental. And I know when I went through your course, what is that? What's the last money course you did, Tracy?
My Money Vibes Masterclass.
Yes, the Money Vibes. Oh my God, that was a good one. Money
yeah.
Vibes. We talked about judging the source of the income. So with the time that we have left, can you discuss with us what that means exactly?
Yeah, so a lot of the times, when I say judging the source of the income, for some reason, we believe that money needs to come to us, that there's only one proper way, or, you know, a small amount of proper ways that money can come to us. Like, if we want to make $100,000, let's just use that as a benchmark, because I think that for a lot of people, that's where they want to get to. We think that we, like, the only way that it can come to us is if we do it, and we have to do it a certain way. We don't recognize that, you know, money is currency. It's just energy. It's an energy that we use to, you know, to do business in the world. And there is an infinite number of ways that money can come to you, right? So if I wanted to go to school, for example, and I did, I had no problem, you know, know, taking out student loans to go to school. We, like, our society has taught us that that is an acceptable form of money.
Right.
However, people will judge other people if, let's say, somebody wants to be a stripper to pay their way through school. Right, like that is judging the source of the income. Now, I'm not saying one is right and one is wrong. I'm not saying any of those things because, you know, whatever you believe is what you believe. I'm simply saying that people will judge the source of the income. But the truth is that money can come in a variety of different ways. When it comes to something like OnlyFans, I think, yeah, people will judge it because it comes in a form that they don't believe is societally acceptable.
Right.
And all of that can come through programming. Now, like you said, you get to choose the form of content that you produce on a platform like OnlyFans in the same way that I can choose the kind of content that I produce on Instagram.
Exactly.
There is a whole, like, one can say, like, oh, OnlyFans is risque and OnlyFans is inappropriate, and sure, you can be inappropriate on you know, whatever inappropriate looks like for you. You can be that, but to some people, what I do is inappropriate because I take pictures of myself and I put them on Instagram, you know, and everybody is going to have some form of judgment because what I do on Instagram, I'm taking pictures of myself. It can be self-aggrandizing to some people. It can be like I am doing a whole bunch of self-promotion and it's not humility and it's not, you know, so people will judge everything because it has nothing. I want to say this very clearly. The judgment that people typically have has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. Something that you are doing is triggering them because they would never see themselves as free as you are to live your life in the way that you're living it. That is 100% true. We judge people because there is a part of us, and whether we recognize it or not, we judge people because there is a part of us on the inside. Now, I'm not talking about making, you know, blanket truth statements. I'm not like somebody is a racist. That is a, that can be a blanket truth statement. That's not a judgment. That is a blanket truth statement, right?
Right.
I'm saying, like, if we are judging people for how they're living their life, usually it is because there is a part of us that sees it and recognizes that we would never be able to have that kind of freedom. And because we cannot have that kind of freedom, we want to put down someone because they are living in a freedom that we would never be able to express for ourselves. So when people judge, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them. Because if you are operating 100% in integrity and alignment with your own belief, whatever those beliefs are, if you believe that, you know, this kind of picture is bad, but you're doing it, then you're essentially betraying your own beliefs. So what I'm saying is don't betray your own beliefs for the sake of things like money. I'm saying figure out what is in alignment with you. What are your beliefs? And sometimes we have adopted beliefs because it was taught to us by our parents and our grandparents and really has nothing to do with being in alignment with us. And let's talk about the comment of money or the talk about money. You know, growing up, a lot of people learn money's bad. Money's to grow on trees. You shouldn't want money. Money makes you greedy. Having a lot of money makes you selfish. Like all kinds of crazy things that I heard growing up too. And then as I got older, and especially when I moved into doing this work, I realized that I didn't believe any of that. I don't believe that money's bad. I don't believe that wanting money is greedy. I don't believe that you know, money is hard to come by. I don't believe that things are expensive. I just don't believe those things. And you have to get to the point where you understand your own belief system, and then you're making decisions in alignment to that versus making decisions based off what someone said somewhere at some point in time that really doesn't resonate with you at all. So when it comes to something like OnlyFans, you do get to choose. Like, it is a choice that you get to make. What kind of content do you want to produce? And then does the content align with your belief system as you have developed that belief system for yourself? Not because somebody said you should, not because somebody said that you shouldn't, but simply because you have taken the time to decide for you what makes sense, what feels good. And honestly, I think we're moving into a time and space in society where we are recognizing that a lot of the things, a lot of the impositions that were placed on women were just because we grew up in a patriarchy.
Right.
Where women were not, didn't want to be, you know, we were supposed to be seen and not heard. Women weren't allowed to own things, weren't allowed. And they did it in the sake of modesty, and they claimed it in the sake of, you know, piousness and religion and being a godly woman and all kinds of things that people have claimed that may not actually be true. Now, I'm not saying some of it's true, some of it's not. I'm not saying that. I'm saying figure it out for yourself what you believe.
Right.
Because what I'm finding is that a lot of the things in society that were placed on women really doesn't have anything to do with God necessarily. It has everything to do with the male patriarchy and the society that we've lived in that has caused women to live in a very suppressed manner. Mm-hmm. And because we're not used to expressing ourselves because we were never allowed to, and those roots run deep. It's not like it was just our generation or the generation before that. I mean, it is. And psychology has learned that trauma can last up to 14 generations. So we're looking at, generation upon generation upon generation of, feminine suppression, that can run really deep. It can run through our minds and how we're looking at ourselves and how we perceive ourselves. For some people, they may say that they're not allowed to wear pants.
Right.
Right. I'm not allowed to wear pants because, my church said that I can't wear pants. There's some cultures where they're not allowed to not have a head wrap on. And again, I'm not saying any of this is right or wrong. I'm simply saying that these are things that have been imposed onto women because of the societies that we live in. And so we're moving into a place where we're finding a little bit more freedom. And that freedom is going to require some experimentation. And so as you're experimenting, feel free enough to make decisions for yourself, versus taking what someone else said and then using that as a basis, not just for you, but to judge other people, because you have no idea what God told somebody else to do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, because again, and there is a spectrum there, like it can go everything from like being a prostitute to, again, just taking pictures on Instagram that seem very innocent of you at a restaurant, and people thinking that that's wrong. So everything can be judged. It is certainly not just OnlyFans or content, in a bikini. It can be everything under the sun. Women are judged for so many things. And it's really unfortunate when we judge each other, because we're all trying to fight the same battles here. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
We're all fighting. We're all trying to undo, again, the generation. I mean, thousands upon thousands of years of programming that we have adopted because of our ancestry. We're all trying to undo it. And I just don't think that we should judge each other for, how we are learning to express our femininity or learning to express, really just who we are in general.
You said it all, Tracy. You summed it up, girl. You have your way of communicating, girl. You laid it out there. I don't have to say any more. That's another thing that I really, really appreciate about you. You are so non-judgmental.
I try to be. I try. I can't say that I'm always non-judgmental, but I'll catch myself and I'm like, oh, that was a joke. But again, because I've done this work for so long, if I'm finding myself in a judgmental place, I go, huh, I wonder what that says about me, because I'm looking at it for me. And you can ask my coach, because I've definitely brought things and been like, I'm very judgy this week. Like, I'm judging everything. And so then we do the work of like, okay, what part of you, like, where is that coming up for you? And why do you feel like you need to be judgmental? Because it really has nothing to do with the other person then. And I've done enough work on myself. I've done enough work with clients, like, to know that the judgments have nothing to do with the other person. They have everything to do with you.
Right, right. And that's what I find that I do with myself,
Mona,
too.
Did
like,
Mona, did I lose you?
I hear you loud
and
clear.
I'll just keep talking if I lost you.
No, I hear you. Can you hear me? Yeller.
But yeah, so the judgment piece, can be hard, because a lot of the times we don't recognize that it's us, especially if you haven't done the personal development work to realize it. But I'm telling you, based off of my own experience, anytime that I'm being judgmental, I'm looking inward. I'm going, why am I being judgmental? Because the truth is that what that person is doing over there has nothing to do with me. And nor are they asking for my opinion now, nor are they asking for me to, make any commentary on what it is they're doing. It just happens. I can't hear you, and I know that you're still here, and I'm just talking, but I can't actually hear you. I don't know if your mic, I don't see that your mic is working.
Oh, you can't hear me now?
Oh, there you go. Gotcha.
Okay. Okay, yeah, girl, this Wi-Fi is something to be desired over here. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, that's what I do as well. When something has triggered me, I go into self, like, what is that coming from? Like, what do I need to deal with, because of, you know, these uncomfortable feelings I'm having. So that's even a great tool to use.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So Tracy, thank you so much. Now tell me, because I remember when you suggested the whole coaching for OnlyFans for me, you mentioned something about, do you know anyone else who is doing that?
I don't know anyone else personally, but I have heard of this person on Clubhouse. I don't know who the person is. Somebody on Clubhouse, they were paid $20,000 to help somebody start an OnlyFans. And of course, like immediately I'm like, because I knew that you were doing it, I was like, immediately, I was like, well, Mona should be making $20,000 teaching people how to make OnlyFans. So I messaged you saying, hey, Mona, I know that this is a thing. It may be something to consider. Now, I personally think that women are wanting to be more free. And OnlyFans is a place where you can express a little bit more freedom. And again, it's whatever, like, your comfort level is, whatever feels in alignment with you. No one is asking you to do something that you don't feel comfortable doing, right? There are people, it's a spectrum. There are people out there who, they only show their feet because whatever, that's what they
that's
do.
Right.
That's fine. There are people who are, you know, who feel a little bit more comfortable shedding a little bit more. And like, again, I don't know what people are called to do in this life. Because I can tell you that I wouldn't appreciate it if somebody came to me and told me that I was, you know, doing something wrong based off, because I know what I'm called to do. So
right.
I'm doing the thing that I'm called to do. So, like, I think that OnlyFans is a spectrum, and you don't even have to do anything related to your body. Like, I know that there are OnlyFans that have OnlyFans accounts that are strictly for photography or strictly for videography or strictly for fashion and things like that. So it's a platform that you can use as leverage to show up in whatever capacity you've been called to show up. And for those of you who are wanting to be, you know, more free and wanting to express your inner goddess, then I think, Mona, your program and you helping people do that is exactly what they need.
I believe so too. And I'm in agreement with you. There are so many women that reach out to me quietly and say, oh, I wish I could do what you were doing.
Right.
I wish I could be as free. Oh, I'm working on this. I want to be more confident like you. But they do it quiet. I think we go through our lives pretending that we are something that we're, a lot of people do, a lot of women especially. We're pretending that we are something that we don't even feel good about because we are such people pleasers. What are they going to think about me? What are they going to say about me if I do this, that, or the other? So we keep our sexuality so suppressed, and that creates anxiety. That creates depression. That creates stress because you all bottled up. So
I mean, and you can dive deeper into science. You can dive deeper into Eastern medicine and chakras and where that suppression lies. But anything that's bottled up like that is very uncomfortable for your body to handle. And so that creates dis-ease.
Exactly.
Right? And so dis-ease is what is disease. And that's how people get sick.
That's so true. Well, Tracy, thank you so, so much. And I would really love it if we came back and went a little bit deeper on this money talk, because
I'd love to.
It's time for us to get to where the money resides. And we are in a season.
Where money resides.
We are in a season of acceleration. We are under a open heaven right now. And it's time for so many of us, myself included, to step my game up, to show up, to be all that we were created to be.
And we need to schedule part two, for sure.
Yes, yes, yes. But again, I really do appreciate you. Where can people reach out to you and find you, Tracy?
Instagram is probably the easiest way. You can find me, Tracy Timberlake, on Instagram. And that's going to be the easiest way to find me.
Great. Well, thank you guys for listening as usual. In the meantime and in between time, until the next time, you be fit, be fierce, be fabulous. Healthy is the new sexy. Bye.